security firm that's going to give us advice on what next steps to take. Look, I don't believe this is a capital offense. I don't believe this is a federal case. I believe this is a case of someone sending a nuisance Twitter making fun of my name. You know, we all get spam hundreds of times a day. But if it turns out that there is something larger going on here, then we'll take the requisite steps.
You said you weren't sure this is you. How is that? What did you mean?
We don't know where the photograph came from. We don't know for sure what's on it. We don't know for sure if it's been manipulated, if it was taken out of one place and dropped something else. And I'm going to let this firm try to get to the bottom of all that. You know, John Stewart might have actually been right last
night. Are there pictures out there of you half undressed? Do you have pictures that exist?
You know, this is part of the problem with the way this has progressed. And one of the reasons why I was, perhaps you'll forgive me, a little bit stiff yesterday. What?
We've used the word firm.
What? Can I ask, is there a wiener gag that hasn't been done in this context?
You're making them all, though.
I'm making them all?
I would
refer to you to any of the coverage of this case. Look, the story, the jokes kind of write them.
Well, you could have ended it. You could have stopped this at the beginning.
No, but let me answer the question, because I have to try to make this determination, and maybe you don't because you're doing your job. But at what point do I say, you know what, I'm not going to say what was here and what was in that email. I'm not going to say who got this. You know, I'm going to try to answer the questions that I can about this in the context I can. At some point, draw a line and say, you know what? I mean, we've already seen how wildly this has spun beyond where it should. We've already seen that people who have committed no crime beyond being one of my 45,000 followers getting harassing calls from reporters. We've seen my own sister-in-law appear in a newspaper as apparently I'm following her because she's attractive. At some point, I have to draw a line, and you'll forgive me if I want to do that, but I've got to try at some point to get back to talking about
the clarity of what happened. Could you walk us through just a little bit? You're saying to reconcile these different things here. It's possible you were hacked. Someone took a photo that was taken by you and then posted
Here's what we don't know for sure. I mean, first of all, let me just say the parts we know for sure. We know for sure I didn't send this photograph. We know for sure that someone did. We know for sure that one of my followers' names was inserted. We know for sure now she's put out a statement that she doesn't know me. I certainly don't know her. I don't really know her connection to this, but her statement speaks for itself. I can also say this. I was tweeting at the time. I saw it. I was tweeting. Anyone who follows my Twitter feed, I'm sure you all do. I was tweeting about hockey at the time. My TiVo had eaten the final 15 minutes of an exciting hockey game. I was furious. I was on Twitter trying to understand what was going on. I saw it. I deleted it. Now, one person, I'll leave it to you, your investigative reporting, to figure out who it was. One person got the photograph. This person never got it, whatever it is. Also, I can tell you this. As I said in my tweet, my Facebook had a problem with my Facebook before. The things might be connected. I've asked a firm to look into what might be going on and what might not.
But wouldn't you know what they that?
But
here's what, which one
have
is on?
You,
which one
of them? Forgive me, but have you taken photos of yourself?
There are photographs of me in the world, yes.
No, but you know what I'm asking.
No, I understand. I'm trying to draw a line here. I'm trying to draw a line because I don't want this to get further. I've got, you know, are there photographs of me in the world?
How does someone get, you know, if someone did,
it is not clear to me. It is not clear to me. Here's the question.
How is it not clear?
How does someone get a picture of you in your underwear, if that's possible?
Let me try to do this. We don't know where this photograph came from, if it has been manipulated, which is a possibility. As John Stewart alluded to last night, there are reasons to believe it might have been. So I've asked someone who does this for a living, professionally, to try to get to the bottom of it. But the most important thing from my perspective is the security of the accounts that I have, whether or not other people are have information out there. And I'm going to do the best I can to get to the bottom of it.
We
don't know that it's a police matter. I got spam yesterday. How can it not be very easily? And I tell you, I got every day all of us get spam. Every day all of us have people responding to us. I can't believe you sent me this. I'm a member of Congress. I'm also a citizen. There's nothing official about someone sending. By the way,
you're standing in the speaker's lobby having 47 or 5 reporters around you. If this is an issue of the Capitol Police,
why?
because you're this member of Congress standing in the Capitol.
No, but a member
Capitol,
of Congress doesn't mean when someone sends a piece of spam to my account, doesn't make it.
You're not concerned about the security.
I am trying to find out, and I think I've taken steps to do so. You know, if you'll forgive me, I understand we're now in the weeds of a particular issue. Can I ask us just to take a step back? Not literally, you can step as close as you like, but, you know, let's remember what happened here. A congressman named Weiner, who has a rather edgy, perhaps aggressive Twitter feed, where he was spending the whole day poking at Clarence Thomas, gets a Twitter picture of fill in the blank. Okay, this was a prank intended to derail me or distract me or whatever it is. It is not a federal case. Now, maybe it'll turn out that this is, maybe it'll turn out, forgive me, maybe it'll turn out that this is the point of Al-Qaeda's sword. And that this is the effort that is going to, this is where it's going to begin. And I've asked Internet Security to take a look at my private Internet feed, at my private Twitter feed that has 45,000 followers, more than Michelle Bachmann. I want to point that out. I finally passed her. And so we're trying to get to the bottom of
But it's a question with these. Does a photo of you like this exist? Does a photo of you like this exist in the world?
What do you make of this whole situation?
Here's what I think.
He said he didn't send the photo.
Okay. I've got television interviews too. What do I make of this? I make of this is a prank of the most juvenile nature, which, you know, got me. You got me. You sent a picture on Memorial Day weekend. Maybe if my name was Hamburger, the picture would be something different. On Memorial Day weekend to a guy that has 45,000 Twitter followers, okay, and the person who's apparently at the other end of it never got it.
Do you remember how you handled it off the bat?
Yesterday, I do. Not over the weekend. Now, I understand that maybe all of you weren't covering it all weekend. Saturday, I put out a statement saying this, I did not send this out, we don't know who this girl is, you know, it was a prank, we're getting back to business. Sunday, people asked, well, are you going to report it to someone? We said, we've retained a friend. In fairness, Monday, I did a stakeout in front of my house with my wife. Right. You know, so forgive me, I understand you guys might have been on the weekend somewhere else, and this was your first day. A big mistake I made yesterday, and I confess to this, is when I came back to work on Tuesday, on a night that the debt limit was on the floor, I said I am bound and determined not to let this prank become what I talk about for four more days. Now, I made a mistake yesterday because I should have realized that for many of you, you didn't get a chance to ask those basic foundational questions. But I also have to make a decision at some point, and maybe you'll help me do this, where I say, you know what, having some poor person who happened to have followed me, had been visited by reporters, that's enough already. Someone saying to me, what things might have been in your account and who other else was in it. At some point I have to draw a line, and I'm going to draw that line now. I got to go. Thanks.
Is there a photo of that?
So tell us something about what you messaged in your lead.
Anything about messages for the opening?
And then,